You never give advance notice of going into a battle area. You just never do, Ms. Pelosi told reporters at the Capitol, adding that Mr. Trump may not have understood that because of his inexperience. The people around him, though, should have known that, she said. That's very dangerous. Drew Hamill, Ms. Pelosi's deputy chief of staff, said that early Friday morning, her aides learned that the administration had told reporters about her revised plan. A White House official on Friday denied the charge, saying that there was no way for Ms. Pelosi to have kept her trip a secret. When the Speaker of the House and about 20 others from Capitol Hill decide to book their own commercial flights to Afghanistan, the world is going to find out, the official said, speaking on the condition of anonymity. The idea we would leak anything that would put the safety and security of any American at risk is a flat-out lie. Ms. Pelosi was asked by reporters on Friday whether she considered Mr. Trump's grounding of her plane a reprisal for her request to delay his speech. I would hope not, she said. I don't think the president would be that petty. Do you? Mr. Trump had been just as acerbic in his letter to Ms. Pelosi a day earlier, writing that with federal workers not receiving their paychecks, he was asking her to delay what he branded a public relations event. As the bad blood and reprisals continued between the president and the speaker, the White House announced a new policy on Friday that banning all official, taxpayer-funded congressional travel for the duration of the shutdown, unless lawmakers had direct approval from Mr. Trump's team. Under no circumstances during a government shutdown will any government-owned, rented, leased, or chartered aircraft support any congressional delegation without the express written approval of the White House Chief of Staff. Russell T. Vogt, the acting director of the Office of Management and Budget, wrote in a memo announcing the change. Travel expenses also will not be paid for such trips, the memo said, suggesting that even if lawmakers sought to keep their plans and fly commercial, they would have to pay personally for the trip. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, was on one such trip to Turkey this week. Asked whether Mr. Graham would have to cover his travel and expenses, his office referred questions to the White House. An administration official said the policy would not apply to Mr. Graham's trip since he had departed before the change was made.